Opposition poured in against the proposed Lake Powell pipeline as a federal licensing agency ended its public comment period on Monday. KUER's Judy Faiss reports.
Public input's been coming into the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission for weeks on the preliminary application for the Lake Powell pipeline. The Utah Division of Water Resources has asked the federal agency to approve its proposal to build the pipeline to deliver around 86,000 acre-feet of water to fast-growing southwestern Utah. But opponents say the project's supporters rely on faulty data, and they fail to prove the multi-billion dollar pipeline is either affordable or needed, even though $27 million has already been spent over a decade on justifying it.
They certainly have been putting out a lot of information, but the problem is when you look at the information, it seems to just raise more questions than it answers.
That's Washington County resident Lisa Rutherford. She's a longtime opponent whose pipeline critique is over 40 pages long, and she's hoping FERC will kill the project. Joshua Palmer is spokesman for the State Division of Water Resources. He says all 200-plus comments will be reviewed over the next 2 months.
We actually anticipate that there will be edits to the document based on agency and public feedback and new available information.
A final application is due before May. Then FERC is requiring an in-depth environmental review. Meanwhile, state lawmakers are advancing a bill to use a portion of state sales tax revenue to help pay for water projects, including the pipeline. Judy Faiss, KUER News.